Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, February 26th. Columnist David Broder of the Washington Post is here with his Friday analysis of politics. Then I'll talk with actors Dominic Chinese and Dick Latessa, who star in the new feature film The Last New Yorker. Chinese was Uncle Junior on The Sopranos. Latessa won a Tony as Wilbur Turnblad in Hairspray. In The Last New Yorker, they play a couple of guys in their 70s who have to deal with the fact that circumstances in their lives have changed, and the city they've known all their lives is now a very different place. And later in the hour, another essay from the 1950s radio series, This I Believe, this week featuring author and professor Albert Gerard. David Broder, a shocking bulletin this week out of Washington. The United States Senate passed a bill.
Yes.
Imagine.
A jobs bill to create a few thousand jobs, not that many, but they went small for a change, and they went bipartisan for an even greater change, and it worked. They actually got it passed.
12 Republicans thought more of their unemployed constituents than they did of their need to defeat another Democratic program, in this case a $15 billion jobs bill, and the 12 included rookie Senator Scott Brown, who promised to be independent.
And he really set the pattern for the Republicans by announcing early that he was going to vote for it. And then others decided, well, if Scott Brown can get away with this, maybe we can too.
Maybe jobs is the magic word. You know, if you call the health care reform bill a jobs bill, maybe you can get a Republican to vote for it.
No, I don't think so. After what we saw in the summit yesterday, even those of us who preach bipartisanship all the time, like myself, have to say that what came out very clearly was that there are really strong fundamental differences of philosophy and politics between the two parties.
So what were your impressions of the session? Was it just a show?
No, it was more than a show, because it was really a demonstration of that on both sides, the Democrats, of course, being coached and led by the president, and the Republicans using a variety of people, including notably Tom Coburn, the conservative from Oklahoma, that there are eloquent and